You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's May 13th, 2022, and Awesomes, listen, we know that it's a rough and tumble world out there right now. I mean, it kind of always is, but as we are coming out of COVID lockdowns and we're trying to navigate all kinds of upheaval, I guess you could say, in our online and our offline lives, things can feel a little fragile sometimes. But luckily for you Awesomes, two of your favorite ENFPs have put on their Happy Things party hats to invite you to hear about some stuff that's actually making us happy these days. That's right. I'm joined today by my very dear friend and longtime co-host, Kelly Gordon. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Meg, and hi, Awesomes. This is the episode that we need right now. And also, I think that it's just going to help us all remember that not everything is going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
Not everything. Yeah. Even though it kind of feels like that some days where you're like, where can I turn? Where can I turn? So we have some ideas here. And it has actually been, I don't know about you, Meg, but for me, it was a great exercise to think.
Yes.
There are things that are making me happy right now. And what are they? And I honestly felt a little tender almost as I was thinking about it, because sometimes I'm like, you know, what's just making me happy is sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine makes me happy.
Right?
Yes.
Especially as you guys are finally getting some sunshine.
Yes, especially that. Because
breaking through into the fourth favorite season.
It finally seems to be over the miserable beginning of spring, late winter that has lasted so long in the north. So we're actually getting some nice weather. And it's true. When we had last week a couple of perfect spring days, finally, you know, like 70, light breeze, blue sky. If I stopped to notice it, and that's what it takes lots of times to realize, like, this makes me happy, is not being on autopilot.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. When I stopped, I could lay down right here in the middle of the street as I'm walking my dog and sob with relief.
Yes.
You know, like, it is making you happy. So let's look. We're going to share some ideas of what makes us happy right now. And then, you know, I can't wait, because that's the best thing about this podcast, is we have this vibrant community online. And so people get to come and tell us what's making them happy. So I can't wait to hear Awesomes, what's making you happy in your life.
Truly, this was your idea, and I am so into it. And this has been our ethos from the beginning, is finding the awesome in the everyday. And it's really a good time to just stop, like you said, stop, be present in the moment, and discover those things and share them with each other too. So we do have so much to share with you all today. I can't wait for us to get into it. I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, Awesomes, to the show that is all about helping you find conversation, friendship, and community. We are so thrilled to tell you that you have found one of the best places in the world if you're looking for support, friendship, and ways to make your life a little bit better, even a little bit more awesome. And I do have to take just a minute to give a big, huge shout out to our Sorta Awesome superstars.
Whoop, whoop.
I know.
The special effects.
Yes. Kelly is being our Foley artist today. And yes, we are so grateful for our superstar Awesomes. These are our supporters on Patreon. If you are listening, if you are an Awesome and you're listening and you are grateful for the ongoing joy that Sorta Awesome brings to you, to your life, you really have the superstars to thank for that. Not only do they bring listener support to our show, they really are part of our community that we turn to so often for feedback and for ideas, for inspiration. I can never say it enough. We love you so much, superstars, and we are so grateful. So if you're listening and you're thinking, hey, May 2022, it sounds like the perfect time to take the plunge and support Sort of Awesome on Patreon, you can find out how to do that, and you're going to get bonus episodes. We have literally, Kelly, years of bonus episodes that people could go back to. I have never stopped to do the math on how much, but it's hours and hours.
Yes, right. I mean, that's bonus content, and you can go back. Like, that's the cool thing is that if you join Patreon now, it's not like you're just getting now and going forward.
Right.
You just get to dive into the whole pool.
Yes, exactly. I don't think we emphasize that enough. You can go back, and there are episodes that you've never heard, conversations you're not going to believe that have been going on behind the scenes that you get access to. You can also access ad-free versions of these Friday shows. You get a texting number from us so you can text us your real thoughts between us. And all of that can be found at sortofawesome.com/Patreon. So, Kelly, I am, like you said at the top of the show, I'm really excited. I'm excited to share my list with you, to hear your list. And I really can't wait to hear from the awesomes what's making them happy. But before we get to all of that, let's go ahead and start this show the way we always do with our awesomes of the week. Awesome of the week is the moment in the show where we stop and just reflect on and share with each other and share with you guys what's making life a little bit more awesome right now, whether it's a book or a TV show, movie, podcast, a product, something that's bringing a little extra gold sparkly to our lives. Kelly, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, so I have an awesome here that I have been sitting on for months.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Since last fall, which is a hint.
Oh.
And you know what? This is in keeping with the theme, because don't our awesomes of the week always kind of make us happy?
Yeah. So,
right? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is kind of the whole episode of awesomes of the week.
In some way.
So, yeah.
So this is an awesome for your yards, for your gardens. And it is a flower that I just discovered last summer, Meg. I don't know how I have gone my whole life without knowing the magic of zinnias.
Zinnias. Okay. Tell me everything. You know, I'm such a gardening noob.
Okay.
I need to hear everything about zinnias and why they're so great.
They are so great. And this is what I've discovered. And as I've done a little research here, even I've become even more enamored. They are the hardest working flower for your summer garden.
All right. Yes.
One of the easiest to grow. In fact, many articles I read was like, if you are kind of new to gardening, this is what you want to start with, because they're so forgiving.
Yeah.
They have bright splashes of color. They can be grown from seed.
Okay.
In fact, they like to be grown from seed. Really, they don't like to be transplanted a lot. So if you can grow them in a little pot, like on those little peat discs.
Yes.
And then just put it right in the ground once they get tall enough, you can go like that. So it's not very much money. The reason that I discovered them, and this is kind of my, I guess, confession at the same time, is that I haven't planted zinnias. I think maybe because my garden tends to be cooler colors, like more purples and pinks. And a lot of the zinnias, the traditional is like very bright orange and red. In fact, think like these are flowers that are the southern southwest U.S. down into Central America. So through Mexico, like you're going to see it's all those gorgeous, bright, vibrant oranges, reds, yellows, golds. Although they do have some different colors now, too, as they make more hybrids. But maybe that's why.
Yeah, you've got to stick with your garden aesthetic, Kelly. If we've learned nothing from our teenagers,
the garden aesthetic.
We've learned we've got to stick with our aesthetic. And if you had a cool aesthetic, you can't be mixing it up too crazy.
Well,
I love that. And it does make sense to think about the part of the world that they kind of come from and what colors are represented down more towards my part of the country and further south.
Exactly.
So I can track with what you're saying there.
So I think that's why I've skipped over them. Although I don't really have a great aesthetic for my garden, because I tend to be like, oh, that's a cool plant. Ooh, that's a cool plant. It really could benefit from a master gardener being like, you need to... You've got like one of everything back here. It's a very NFP garden.
It's a real eclectic garden situation. Yes.
So I think last summer I was in the garden center, probably midsummer, and buying some plants, and they were like giving zinnias away, because it was kind of the point. They were like, every $20 you spend, you get a zinnia. So I was like, whatever, I'll take them. And I put them in a spot of my garden where it's in between daylilies, which daylilies bloom early summer. And then they're just kind of, they look like big tall grass. You know, they're just green. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's by our bird feeders. It's like bright sunshine. It doesn't get water. I was like, you know, like we'll throw them here and see what happens. They thrived there and provided the most consistent color the rest of the summer, all the way up until frost in Minnesota.
Wow.
Yes. And they got bigger and the blooms themselves got bolder. And many of my plants, that's probably because they sowed seeds together, but each plant looked like it had at least two different kinds, colors of blooms on it. So it'd be like pink and white or yellow and orange or red and yellow. And you really, so low maintenance. I cannot emphasize this enough. They're drought resistant because if you think about the type of climate that they originally thrived in, so you don't have to have tons of water. They do, they're kind of mildew prone on their big little fuzzy leaves, but whatever, I just cut them off. You're just going to have to survive what I'm doing to you, plant. Can you survive it? So I would cut off the spent blooms. I would cut off leaves that looked kind of mildewy, and it just kept going.
I think that's the gift of getting flowers or anything for your garden that's free, because you're not maybe so precious with it. You're just like, well, I got you for free, so let's just see how you work instead of being like, oh, you know, overly cautious and like, I spent a lot of money on this. I got to keep it growing.
Exactly. No, I think that's very true. And I was just so pleased. And I would walk out into my backyard, and I'll share some pictures on Instagram this week, you guys, from mine last year. I can't wait to go get some for this year and put them in my yard, because now I know. Now I know. So I am recommending to the awesomes, especially those of you who are like, I don't know what to plant. It's intimidating sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
These are annuals, so you're going to have to plant them every year. It's not a perennial. However, bang for your buck. And again, if you want to, you can take the seeds from your flowers once we get to fall and plant those next spring. You could just turn the whole circle of life right there in your own home if you wanted to. So go get some zinnias, put them in those spots in your yard where you're like, I don't know, why isn't anything growing here? Especially if it's sun, they're not going to do great in the shade.
Okay.
And then let's just trade pictures all summer of everybody's gorgeous zinnias, and that will all make us happy.
I love it. I love it. We could have like a hashtag awesome garden and see what everybody is growing, including their zinnias.
That'd be fun.
So fun. Okay. I am so thrilled to hear about that. And it's got my wheels turning because we got a bed in front of our house that just gets all sun all day long.
Kind of
it's a little tricky. Yeah, it does. It does. So, okay. All right. Well, my awesome of the week is one that I also have been sitting on, not since last fall, Kelly. I'm impressed with your secret keeping skills in this moment.
Well, it was mostly because I'm like, I don't want to talk about it in November.
For sure. Yeah.
That's
a
bummer because everybody's like, that sounds,
Exactly. I have only been sitting on this for a couple of weeks, but I'm still thinking about how awesome this was. Kelly, you are a citizen of Twitter, so you maybe have heard of this movie. But Kyla and I went to see a movie a couple of weeks ago in the theater, and the movie is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I am leaning in because, yes, you are not wrong. Twitter has been a buzz about this movie, and so many people that I really like from different spheres of my Twitter universe have been coming in and saying, literally the best movie I've seen in a decade because it's unexpected. You didn't know. It blew my mind. The story was so good. The acting. So like, I want to hear, I have not seen it though.
Okay. So you haven't seen it, but you have heard of it.
I just heard of it.
I maybe would have missed it. It did come across my radar via Reddit. I am not on Twitter, but I do love to read Reddit. And so I'd heard it kind of mentioned, but then I heard a couple of awesomes in the Hangout talk about how incredible this movie is. And that really piqued my interest. So the name of the movie is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Kyla and I did see it in the theater. I think it is the first time we've been to the movies together, just the two of us, since before Daisy was born, or maybe when she was an infant, which we're talking 17 years, you guys.
What? No, like, okay, wait, stop. You haven't been in a theater at the same time like you've taken your kids? Or you're saying
not
just
together. We've never taken our kids to the theater together. Why? What's wrong with this? Because we have so many and we just having them. And
that's true.
You know,
it's a wide span of ages.
It is. I mean, our family's so weird and it's expensive to get a sitter and then go to the movies and do all of that. And so we would just trade off. Like I would take a few kids to go see a movie and he'd stay home with the other kids and vice versa. So truly, Kelly, I was racking my brain and thinking back, and I really do think if we have been to the movies together, just the two of us, it was genuinely when Daisy was a tiny baby and we could get a sitter and sneak out of the house after bedtime and go to the movies. So,
do you think that maybe that had something to do with how much you enjoyed the movie?
It's possible. It's possible, except for the fact that I will say this is probably the best movie, definitely, that I've seen in a decade. Maybe if you just pull back the lens and think about this movie from the filmmaking perspective, from the writing, the acting, the costuming, the set direction and decoration. It's maybe the best movie I've ever seen. Wow. It is so incredible.
Wow. Okay. So tell me, I kind of know the story. I know it's a multiverse sort of thing, which yes. I'm kind of a sci-fi geek, and that's okay. very interesting, and it's hot right now. Like, Doctor Strange is multiverse, yes. the last Spider-Man movie. So what mm-hmm. is this about?
Okay, so I will say this. Yes, on the surface, it explores the idea of multiverses. So this is that idea of, did I make the right choice in this moment? Like, what if I had done this thing? What if I had gone this direction? What if I had literally turned this corner instead of that corner? And the idea and the exploration of multiverses, which is a very sci-fi concept, but like you said, very hot in pop culture these days. The idea is, when you make that decision, a whole new universe forms where either you did do that thing or you didn't do that thing. And so in this movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, our central character is played by Michelle Yeoh, who is an incredible actress from Malaysia. I remember the first time I saw Michelle Yeoh, it was 2 decades ago in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That
was 2000.
2 decades ago.
It was, Gelly. I'm here to tell you, and I'm sorry to tell you my regrets and tell you this. That was over 2 decades ago.
I am hurt right now.
I know. I didn't mean to be so hateful, but it is true. But she's this incredible actress.
She's
just
so amazing.
I mean, so charismatic on screen, and just the martial artsness of it mm-hmm. all. She's fantastic. Okay, so she plays our central character, Evelyn. She and her husband, Waylon, have owned and run a laundromat for a couple of decades after they dreamed of this new life in the United States. And what could the possibilities be? And there was so much promise and excitement. Well, now they've been running this laundromat for a long time, and she's become really stressed out by it, but also bored and just kind of over all of it. Now, she doesn't know it when the movie starts, but Waylon has prepared paperwork for a divorce. Her daughter, Joy, has a girlfriend, and Evelyn is terrified to tell her very traditional Chinese father about this. So that's kind of the context. And then the inciting action for the film is that the laundromat that Waylon and Evelyn own is being audited by the IRS, which sounds extremely boring, except and stressful. Then enter one Queen Jamie Lee Curtis.
What? Whom,
yes, I know.
I love her.
She's amazing. Though I have no words for how great she is in this movie.
Also, is she aging backwards or something? Like, she's older, but it's like she's even more beautiful. Like, every time I see her, I'm like, you are making this look so good.
Exactly. She's even more beautiful, and even more the power of her presence on screen is just incredible. So Jamie Lee Curtis plays this IRS worker, which again sounds so boring. And in the beginning of the movie, it kind of is so dull, but things change. So from that meeting at the IRS, a Waylon, not the current Waylon, but a Waylon from another universe, appears to beg Evelyn to help win a cosmic battle that is going on amongst all of these different multiverses. So,
this sounds so good.
It is so fascinating. And I will tell you this, if you're sitting here thinking like, that's a little sci-fi for me, trust me when I say that this movie is about as much about multiverses as Project Hail Mary, which is one of my favorite books from last year, is about space exploration, mm-hmm. which to say that's just sort of the backdrop, and it is done incredibly, amazingly well. The movie will have you believing that the most unbelievable of universes are totally possible.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it does such a great job with the storytelling. It's so engrossing. But this movie really is about women and the choices that we make, that we feel like we have to make or that we want to make, and moving in different directions that way. It's about marriage and families and mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, girlfriends and girlfriends. It's really about coming to that moment of believing that, maybe I could have done something bigger or better or different in a different timeline. But this timeline that I'm on, the one that I chose, is still pretty incredible. And there's magic to be found here, too. So it's kind of facing your regrets, but also accepting the journey that you've been on, which I know now I'm getting like very big picture about it. But that's why I keep thinking about it, Kelly. Like, it's been a couple of weeks and I'm still thinking about it. Kyle and I both absolutely loved it. We both laughed so hard, but we also both cried. It's so good. So if you haven't seen it, don't go read anything else about it.
Yeah.
I've given you the context in a nutshell. if you can get to it while it's still in theaters, go see it while it's in theaters. It's well worth it. But even if you miss it in the theater, catch it somehow, some way, somewhere on streaming, because it's so good.
Oh, I'm going to go see it in the theater. I've just got to find a day and I'll take Corey, because I've done that. What you just said, Meg, is I've been so intrigued, but I've also tried not to click through or read too many things. Like, I've seen Michelle in lots of even TikToks and other things, and I'm like, oh, I just like scroll. Like, I don't want to ruin it because it does sound really, like you said, there's so many twists and turns. I don't want to spoil any of it. So thank you for that. Awesome. It does not feel, it might be a couple weeks for you, but it's still in the theaters for the rest of us. So we can avail ourselves of it.
Totally. Please do. And tell me everything, you guys, when you go see it. Okay. Those are our awesomes of the week. We'll put links in the show notes for you. And we do want to hear what's awesome in your life. So please come and connect with us in one of our online communities. You can do that on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show, or come over and join us in the Sorta Awesome Hangout group. That is the heart of our community. We definitely are always talking awesome of the week there, but we also do a lot of things like problem solving for each other, giving gift recommendations, helping plan your vacation. Come on. It's awesome over there. So on Facebook, just search Sorta Awesome Hangout. You will find us there. Kelly, we have so much to get to.
We do.
We're going to get to all of these things that are making us happy when we come right back. Awesomes, you know I'm always going to be honest with you. And I do need to tell you that one thing we all need to be taking care of is our gut. It impacts literally everything. Your weight, your mood, your digestion. And because your gut houses up to 80% of your immune system, a healthy gut is truly the gateway to feeling your best. Unfortunately, our bodies are being attacked every single day and wreaking havoc on our gut health. Stress, toxins, even just one day of eating a Western-style diet. Thankfully, with Just Thrive Probiotic, it's now easier than ever to give your gut what it needs to thrive. Just Thrive's breakthrough award-winning probiotic is the only product on the market that's proven to turn your gut into an antioxidant factory, meaning you get maximum immune, digestive, and total body health support. It's vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, histamine-free, and non-GMO, and has been loudly endorsed by some of the biggest health luminaries on the planet. So if you're looking for the best in gut health and immune support, choose the clinically proven, award-winning power of Just Thrive Probiotic. Make this the year you take care of you. For a limited time, get 15% off when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code AWESOME at checkout. Friends, if you're like me, when you glance in the mirror, you are hoping to feel good about what you find there. Now, I have had issues with my under eye area for as long as I can remember, but now I'm feeling pretty good about my eyes and everything else, thanks to Genucel. When I started using Genucel, I could feel the bags under my eyes start to firm up, and now my skin is all glowy. Genucel helped me reduce puffiness quickly, and I am very into a product that works this hard to make me feel so good. Even if you've tried all those anti-aging skincare products that claim to erase wrinkles, lighten dark circles under eyes, brighten skin, and restore a more youthful appearance, and you've been disappointed, no worries. Genucel promises results that will make you smile guaranteed or get 100% of your money back. Right now, Genucel's most popular package is 60% off at genucel.com/awesome. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. Just go to genucel.com/awesome and enter our special promo code AWESOME for a free gift plus an additional 20% off when you purchase their most popular package. Free priority shipping for a limited time too. That's genucel.com/awesome, genucel.com/awesome. All right, you guys know me. I always have something I'm listening to, whether it's a new true crime podcast or my favorite Spotify playlist, maybe a spicy romance novel. I absolutely have to have my earbuds in or close by all day, every day. And that is why I am loving my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With their optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. Your Raycons offer 3 sound profiles to match what you're listening to, plus noise isolation and awareness mode, so you can choose to be immersed in sound or be able to hear your surroundings when you need to. I have gone through so many earbuds, but none of them fit the way my Raycons do, and that's because the earbuds themselves were specifically modified to seamlessly fit the curvature of the human ear, big or small. Raycons are going to give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. And the best news of all, with Raycons, you get
the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half the price. Seriously. No wonder that the Raycon Everyday Earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. So go check out Raycon's wireless earbuds. My guess is that you're going to want to leave them a five-star review too. Go to buyraycon.com/sorta today to get 15% off of your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/sorta to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/sorta.
All right, Kelly, we are back, and I am still just so in love with this idea for a conversation. And I mean, really, you are absolutely accurate. This is just all awesomes of the week, except just kind of like awesomes of life right now in this moment, right?
Yeah, in many ways. And it's just kind of like we said at the beginning, reframing.
Yes.
That you're looking at your life and you're saying, instead of letting your eyes focus on the bad, which is very urgent, it's flashy. You know, like we hear the news, things are hard. It's the end of the school year. That can be hard. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, wait, if I zero down, here's something that's making me happy. And you're right. It is the very heartbeat of sort of awesome.
Okay, well, let's hear what is the first thing on your list of happy right now.
Okay, two words. Breakfast cookies.
Okay, tell me everything.
Tell me more. So this awesome's actually the reason it's making me happy is I found this recipe for banana breakfast cookies recently, and it was partly because after months of eating very heavy, rich foods like sugar, and because it's been such a dismal late winter, early spring, I think all of us have been self-comforting through food.
I bet.
Know, like, yes, you can have more hot chocolate. Yes, we can have extra cookies. Let's make cinnamon rolls. Like, just trying to find something to find joy in that sense. That's not a bad thing, except I'm noticing that both for myself and my kids, we've got bad habits now, right? You know, like the things you reach for, the things that you want to eat. So I was starting to think back to, in fact, we've talked about this on the show before, like healthy snacks that you can make that can be that bridge between saying, I'm used to eating a bunch of cookies when I get from school, to know you're only going to have like an apple, you know, something that we're still going to hit that sweet craving.
Right.
So that's what these breakfast cookies can do. Although, as the name says, you can eat them for breakfast. And they're so cool because it's like take it on the road. And here are the ingredients, you guys. It's so simple. This is when you're going to use your overripe bananas. So it's a couple of bananas, oats, and then you've got a bunch of things like, you know, cinnamon, which is wonderful, actually, because it makes it smell so good. Baking powder, baking soda, salt. You put in a nut butter to kind of hold it all together. I used almond butter the first time I made it because I just was using up what I had in my cupboard, but I'm sure peanut butter would be fantastic. And again, there you can customize it. You're going to use just a tiny little bit of sweetener. I used agave, but you could use honey. And, you know, your choices there could even make it vegan if that's something that's important to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Vanilla. And then the last two mix-ins are chocolate chips or raisins is what it says, which I feel like people have very strong feelings.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize what a freak I was that I actually like raisins. Raisins in my cookies. I'll eat raisins straight out of the box. I don't care. What's wrong with raisins, you guys? I did not know until basically TikTok and then later internet culture pointed out that they think raisins are disgusting.
Yeah, like raisins are the death of a cookie or bread or muffin if you find it. And I'm like, oh, I guess the weird old person. I also laugh because now I will even crave what has been remarketed as dried prunes. Oh, sorry, dried plums. They were prunes,
dried
right?
Plums, yeah.
Dried plums. I'm like, I'll have a dried plum. And then I think back to my grandfather eating like stewed prunes in the morning and spitting out the seeds. These are not that. But it just makes me laugh. Yeah. I'm like, I am becoming an old person. So maybe that's part of it, Meg. I don't know. Like maybe it's Gen Z. It's like, eat raisins, but they're going to come to like them. So
I don't know, man. I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't like raisins.
Yeah,
so
true.
I was shocked and appalled to learn like, oh my gosh, I am in the very slim minority around here.
Okay, we're going to have to take a poll in this sort of awesome hangout and find out if people can tolerate raisins or not. But if you don't want to, I have not dared put raisins in these. I'm just telling you, it's an option. Mm-hmm. I put in the chocolate chips that it says, and then you can put in, you know, again, optional nuts. So I use chopped pecans. So you're just mixing all of these things up, and then you are going to bake them on a parchment piece on a baking pan, because as you scoop out the mixture, you know, like the one thing that's different about this than a regular cookie is this is not going to spread or change forms, really. It's kind of like you're molding it into a cookie. Like as you, I just use a little quarter cup scoop and just scoop them out. And then I kind of press it down. Mm-hmm. So you're going to bake it and then you have to let them cool on that parchment. That's why they want you to let them cool completely before they come off of those pans.
Okay.
So that's why the parchment helps, so that they don't, you know, get stuck or mess your pan up too bad. But you guys, these are so good. And yet they're mostly healthy. You know, it's like it's bananas. Mm-hmm. It's oatmeal, which is a whole grain. You know, like it's pretty good stuff. It doesn't have much sweetener. Now there's the chocolate chips. But with the...
And even those are optional.
Yeah, right. You don't have to put them in. And they're not a ton of sugar. And, you know, with the pecans. So you do need to keep them. At least I made a double batch. So I've been storing them in the fridge because I feel like too many days on the counter and these are going to go bad quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, this has been the new after school snack. The I woke up too late. I've got to eat in the car breakfast. The I am hungry before I want to go to bed, but I don't want a bowl of cereal thing. We go through so many bananas. Like every store I go in,
just grab some bananas while you're there. I do the same thing. I can go into Walmart for like, I don't know, something as random as like, I can't even think of a random.
You're like motor oil and bananas.
Yeah, motor oil. Literally, I will walk past them because they have those stands like all throughout the store.
Yes.
Obviously, people, we're not the only ones that do this. But I'll be like, oh, shoot, I should grab bananas. In fact, when you said use up your overripe bananas, I was like, our bananas don't last long enough around here to even get overripe.
That's so funny because that's why I buy bananas everywhere is because I want some to be overripe. Yeah. And it's so difficult, so ding dang difficult in my family because everybody except for Natalie eats bananas and my husband will often eat two a day. So it's crazy. This is what you have to do, Awesome. They don't have to be super overripe, but you're like, you don't want them to be green because you got to mash them up.
Yes, right. Yeah.
So yeah, this is a, not only a great use for those things, but I just think, this is a fun thing to make. It's easy. It is healthy. It is loved by all, you know, channeling my Nia Garten tier. What's not to like about that? How is this not going to make you happy? It's going to make you happy.
So great. Okay, well, my first one, I put this lower down on the list, but since you're talking healthy food, I've got a healthy food suggestion too that's making me so happy. And then I am like, are we old that healthy food is making us happy?
Okay, next time we're going to bring booze. We're going to be like, this is what's making me happy. But I feel like we've done that and the awesomes are scared for us.
It's true. A Tito's vodka will always make me happy. That's just true across the board.
Oh, and did you see that Topo Chico is coming out with a seltzer, a hard seltzer?
Oh, we've had them in our liquor stores down here. I haven't tried them yet. People send me the, like, they'll see them out and about and send me a picture of it or whatever. We haven't tried them. I will try them eventually. Yeah. I'm a little scared. Okay, but so first on my list, this is, I believe, the unsung hero of the Trader Joe's freezer section, which... If you shop Trader Joe's, you know that the freezer section is packed with great things. We've talked, you and I have even talked several times on this show about some great finds in the freezer section. I don't think I can emphasize strongly enough how much I love the Trader Joe's frozen salmon burgers, the Mai Mai fish burgers, and also their seafood burgers.
Okay, I've never had those. I've had some salmon burgers from Costco that are amazing, but I haven't tried them from Trader Joe's, so do tell.
Okay. So, Kelly, you sometimes work from home and I work from home. Our husbands do. You know, when you're a grown up and you're working from home, sometimes it's hard to think, what could I have that's like a real lunch?
Yeah.
I will just eat the rest of this macaroni and cheese that's been sitting on the counter for an hour. Okay. That's what I love.
Or, in fact, it's embarrassing, but lots of days I eat late lunch and my two middle schoolers will have just gotten home and thrown their lunches on the counter. And then I'm like, there's like a half eaten half peanut butter and jelly that's all smushed and no one will eat. And you're like, I'll just eat this. It's the school parent version of eating the rest of the mac and cheese or the old chicken nuggets, like the three chicken nuggets that no one wanted. And you're like, I guess
that's my lunch. Okay. Well, I'm here to revolutionize everything for you because Kelly, these little frozen burgers, again, I'm talking about the Mai Mai, they used to call them shrimp burgers, but now they've relabeled them as seafood burgers and the salmon burgers. They are so easy and they are packed with protein. So you just pull them out of the freezer. Here's what I do. I turn on my skillet, get them going. Then I will make the twins lunch because my 9-year-olds are homeschooled. So they're always, you know, milling around the kitchen around lunchtime anyway. So while I'm making their lunch, I get them started cooking. You know, I get the boys served, turn them over. I kind of putter around in the kitchen, whatever. Less than 10 minutes later, there's these patties of seafood or fish. You can then put them on pasta. You can like chop them up, mix them in with pasta. You could chop them up, put them in tortillas and have some fish tacos ready to go. I personally, I'm kind of trying to watch my carbs. So I've been cooking two of these for myself for lunch and eating them with just like a spinach side salad. I love to smother them with avocado and then sprinkle some tahini seasoning on top to give it a little extra flavor. They are so fast. They are so filled with protein. And then I feel like, honestly, it's kind of a self-care thing. I've really nourished myself with some actual good whole food that makes me feel good and gives me energy for the afternoon. Right. So they're making me so happy. I know it's such a weird thing to be like, have you tried the seafood burgers at Trader Joe's?
That's not weird.
That will bring you happiness.
Yes. And so are you cooking them right from frozen?
Yes, straight from frozen.
Yeah, okay, that's
pull them out of the freezer and pop them in the skillet.
You put me on Trader Joe's chili lime chicken burgers.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's another one that I will buy, you know, four or five. Well, I mean, I'll buy a bunch of packs when I go to Trader Joe's, kind of stock up. But that's a quick meal that I just keep in the freezer for all of us, like a weeknight if I have enough of them. That's the only thing is there's four in a package. Usually.
There's only four to a package of these, all of their little frozen burgers in the freezer section. So again, when you have families as big as mine and Kelly's, it may not be like a good dinner solution unless you get a few boxes of them. But yes, those chili lime chicken ones are also amazing. So good too.
I think what you're saying is the intentionality of nourishing yourself instead of being like, I'll just take the leftovers or I'll just take whatever, like whatever kind of pops up. And we're just like, I guess I'll eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I am going to be intentional about taking care of myself just the way I'm intentional about taking care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that should make you happy. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
It sounds amazing.
Thank you. So, so, so good. Okay. What's next on your list?
Okay. So this one is one that I actually mentioned on our most recent sort of awesome overflow, which is something that we do for the Patreon superstars every month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody with Meg, we just like sit down. It is the most girlfriend chat.
Oh yeah.
Like we're just sitting there.
It's like we just went out to coffee and we were like, okay, we have so much to catch up on. Yeah. Where do you want to start?
It's
and
awesome.
We just,
it's great. It's great. So I mentioned there, but I said, I'm not going to talk about it too much because I want to save my words for the actual podcast. And this is what is making me happy is the Peloton app.
The Peloton app.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
Okay. So some people on the board, we've talked about this a little bit because it was really through the influence of the awesomes that I went this direction. Last year in 2021, we bought a bike from Costco that is not a Peloton bike. It's an Echelon, but there are many choices. If you want to say like, I don't want to spend the money for a Peloton, but I want to have an exercise bike, there are choices. So this was one we got a really good deal on. It came with a year of free, like, a subscription to the Echelon classes.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And I was uninspired. Like they were fine, you know, and I was kind of like, oh, I'm riding the bike this is helpful to have something when you can't get outside, but it's
That's
not like my preferred form of exercise.
I was going to say kind of like better than nothing, but nothing too exhilarating or anything. Yeah.
But you know, if you have Peloton people in your life, like these people do stop talking about it. They're not as bad as CrossFit people, but they're like one step below.
People who love their Peloton, love their Peloton.
Love their Peloton. So from them, I had heard that when my subscription to Echelon was running out, they were like, you should just try the Peloton app on your phone, which is $13 a month. And you could see. And of course, they have a free subscription. Everybody can go do a free trial to see if you like it. So I was like, okay, it ran out. I'm going to try this. I started at the beginning of March. And oh my word, you guys, they are not lying. The Peloton instructors are so fun. They have such big personalities and all sorts of different personalities. And this is what did it for me. It's a music-driven program.
Oh, fun.
So it's really about the playlist. So many of the things, especially for the bike rides, are what I've been doing is any 80s ride that comes up, I'm like, bookmark, I'm doing that one because it's just fun. And in fact, one instructor, Jen Sherman is her name, she recently did a series of mixtapes because she's like my age. And so she has been doing, but this was all 80s mixtapes. And so each one had a theme. It was like, this is my prom mixtape and this is the roller skating rink mixtape. And she even did one all about her complete obsession that started in the 80s and obviously continues today with Rob Lowe. So Rob Lowe movie soundtracks and like the whole 30 minutes, she just gushed over how gorgeous he is and how perfect he is. She knows he takes Peloton classes. So she's like, and if you're watching this, Rob, I promise I'm not a stalker.
she's like leading the class and yes. like the music's playing, but she's talking to you. Yes. Obviously, you're not in class. You're right. watching on the app, but you feel like she's telling you stories. Absolutely. And okay.
So she's telling me how she loves Rob Lowe. She's telling me about the things that she wore to the roller skating rink. So it's helping to keep distract you. She's playing great music. Yes. She's telling you why. I mean, those are special, like they're on the one edge of storytelling almost classes. Really, yes. it's just about the music. They're fun. And mm-hmm. I can do the conversion, like you can use any bike with this app. But what I didn't completely realize is that on the Peloton app, cycling is one small section. They have a whole section what? Of running for their treadmill. So indoor okay. running, but they also have an outdoor running classes where what? They're going to talk to you in your headphones. They have weight, they have bar, they have kickboxing. They have yoga, they have meditation, they have stretching.
What on this earth? I literally had no idea.
It's insane, the offerings that they have. And I told my, I can't say this, I don't want us to get an explicit rating, but like I was doing a strength class one day. And also I tend to do shorter classes. I think that's the other thing is you can search by music okay. style, you can search by instructor, yeah. you can search by, I have 20 minutes, I have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was doing, and it's a guy from, I think he's Irish originally or Scottish. And so he says the F word, but I'm like, anybody in that accent saying the F word is like making me so happy. Like they, so Corey's like, they swear. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is not like, it depends on the instructor.
It's not for children.
I mean, they're like, well, or you just go whatever, because I'm kind of thinking maybe that would even appeal to my teens. If I'm like, you know, it's yeah. a little spicy.
It's a little spicy. It's a little kids, spicy. Can you handle it?
You know, there's whole rides that are like live DJ'd too.
Oh my
so
gosh, how
there's
fun.
Two gay guys and they're like, let's get it, girl. Come on. It's really, really fun. So this is what I'm saying. It's obviously making me happy because music makes me happy. But you have to find a way to move your body yes. that makes you happy, because we all know that we feel better after we work out, right? We all kind of acknowledge that. Very few of us want to work out every day. You know, like we have to get over that hump. So that middle section, you have to kind of like what you're doing. To have two out of three, you know, if it's like you've got yeah. the, I don't really want to do it, then you've got to do it. And then you feel yeah. good after. Mm-hmm. You want to like what you're doing. So I would just say you could try the app because, again, there's a free trial.
Yes.
Mostly, I just want to say find a way, especially this summer, for you and the people in your life to move your body that makes you happy, because mm-hmm. then you're going to do it and you're going to enjoy it. And I have ridden that darn bike so much. And now I'm sad when I miss a day because it's yeah. so fun, because it brings me joy.
Oh my gosh, that sounds perfect. Okay, the next one on my list is a perfume. But you guys, I am an absolute menace for putting this on this list because I got this perfume a few weeks ago. And right now, as we're recording, it's currently sold out. But
okay,
but they are going to do another run of it. And you can sign up to get on the waiting list for it. So I need to tell you about it, and I need you to go put yourself on the waiting list. This perfume is called Strawberry Moon. It's from a company called Sniff, which is like a scent startup company, kind of like it's a new brand. They've okay. got perfumes and they've got candles. This is their summer perfume. I found it on a list at The Strategist. Do you ever read The Strategist? It's like New York Magazine sort of products and gift.
Only when it like division. Comes up through my Twitter, you know, it's one of those things yeah. that I, when I'm looking to distract myself from something that I should be doing,
uh-huh. yes.
that I go there, yes. that I just peruse Twitter and click on every link. So I know what it is, but I don't read it regularly.
Okay. Well, I found out about The Strategist from our friend Julie, sort of awesome regular Julie introduced this to me. They have really great discovery lists, and they had put together a list of things that they're like really great products that are probably going to sell out. So again, I was perusing as one does, and they started describing this. They gave like a little preview of this perfume, Strawberry Moon, and I read it and I was like, okay, I will be buying that immediately. And then it did sell out. So here is the description that got me hooked and was add to cart, buy it now. The description is, this South Beach scent is inspired by the Good Time Hotel's retro swim club. With jasmine, bright citrus, and suntanned leather, this limited edition fragrance brings the lively Miami social scene to you, bottled to last from sunrise to well past sunset. It's good times only under the Strawberry Moon. The actual notes for this perfume, you guys, is jasmine, leather, bergamot, pink pepper, iris, saffron, vetiver, and amber woods. I got it shortly after I ordered it, Snif does a great job with their packaging, like Apple products level of packaging and unboxing experience. I sprayed it. Kelly, I went into orbit. I was like, how did they make a perfume that smells like you are poolside, but in all of the best possible ways? And I am not talking beachside, you guys. This is not an ocean scent.
Interesting.
They have captured the smell somehow of being at the pool, but it's not like all chlorine-y.
Yeah, it's not chlorine and just coconut sunscreen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no coconut notes at all.
Interesting.
It actually and really truly smells like the poolside. I have been wearing it every day. I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much. You can go ahead and go sign up to get on the list if you wanted to pre-order or know when it comes out again. You absolutely should. Every single time I spray it, it makes me so happy. So again, the scent is Strawberry Moon from the company Snif. I'll have links in the show notes for you guys to go check it out.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I love that you bring all these scents to us. Even that makes me happy.
I love a scent.
Yes, you do.
I love it so much. Julie sent me a TikTok this morning, or last night, or this morning, and it was somebody reviewing specific, I think it was oceany summer scents or whatever. And I texted her back and I was like, oh, are we reviewing scents on TikTok? Is that a thing now? Because I can do that.
I was like, the scents of TikTok.
Many.
Meg Teeth is like, I'm in. I am. That's my calling. That's what I've been waiting for.
Found my ministry, Lord. Okay. These things are making us so happy. We have so much more to cover. We're going to get to all of that when we come right back.
Okay, have y'all ever spent hours Googling how to care for your pet? I gotta tell you, when our Boston Terriers were puppies, they had some bad habits of getting into human food. I cannot tell you how many times I have Googled something like, dog ate onion rings. Well, now you can skip crowdsourcing recommendations from forums, social media, or trial and error and get answers immediately with Fuzzy. You guys, I'm so happy that we live in a world where Fuzzy exists. Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to middle-of-the-night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers that pet parents need. Fuzzy can answer your pet questions big and small, urgent and every day. Fuzzy can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/awesome today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, and more at yourfuzzy.com/awesome. Again, yourfuzzy.com/awesome for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. Well, with 5 kids age 17 down to almost 3 years old, it feels like someone around here is always outgrowing their size and needing new clothes like yesterday. But instead of getting overwhelmed or stressed out, I know I can find exactly what we're needing with Stitch Fix Kids. Stitch Fix Kids is the effortless way to get clothes that fit your kid and price range with items starting at just $10. With your feedback and input, Stitch Fix learns about your kid's taste and they send styles to suit their unique personality. From toddlers to picky tweens, Stitch Fix Kids has growth spurts taken care of with sizes 2T all the way up to 18. And best news ever, your kid can try on pieces at home before you buy. Just keep what they love, send back the rest, you get to skip the dressing rooms, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. There's no subscription required. Simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with your regular seasonal fixes. You're in control of the whole thing. Try it today at stitchfix.com/awesome and you're going to get 25% off when you keep everything in your kid's fix. That's stitchfix.com/awesome for 25% off when you keep everything in your kid's fix. stitchfix.com/awesome.
Okay, we are back. Kelly, my heart is so filled with joy and happiness right now. I cannot wait to hear what is next on your list of things that are making you happy right now.
Okay, so this is one that I know you know about, and I bet many of the Awesomes do as well. But if you don't, or if you have not dipped your toe into the water, please come and join us on Instagram with the hashtag One Day May calendar. Sponsored.
I almost put this on my
list.
Did
you see? Yes. I'm so happy.
Yes.
Sponsored by former Sorta Awesome co-host and dear friend of the show, Laura Tremaine. So this is something that Laura has done. I think this is just her second year.
Of One Day May. Yes,
yes, I of do One Day
this
May.
This is the second one.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the spring answer to One Day HH, which is a thing that she's done for several years now, usually in October, November-y time period. And that is one day where we chronicle our lives. And it is a gift because you're just taking these pictures of your day-to-day normal life that day. But then you look back at that years later and you're like, oh, I'd forgotten I wore that thing, or look at the kids, or just the random things we take, you know, the inside of our fridge. You're like, oh, I was really into that milk for a while. It's so fun. So this One Day May is an entire month of prompts for Instagram to get you to share things from your ordinary life, from your thought space, all sorts of things. And this is why it's making me happy, is that it's getting me back into Instagram.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. And it's making me happy to see what all of my friends on Instagram are doing as well, because I think it is kind of having that effect where, I don't know, as we've discussed, spring, you know, especially this year, I have felt very uninspired. And I really, truly love Instagram. This is where my people live. You know, it's where I want to be. But it just felt like such a long Groundhog's Day. There was nothing to share. So having Laura say, like, let's share what your Monday is like. Share where you like to be. The one that I was really thinking about the most, that was the hardest, and I haven't actually posted, I would have to post it late, is what would you tell yourself this time last year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really thoughtful prompts that you can think about. But it's just been so great to open Instagram and see so many of my friends sharing their thoughts, you know, and we're all sharing it at the same time. So if you haven't already and you're listening to this, it does not matter that we're almost to the middle of May. You can come and join us. Very few people are going to be able to keep up with every day. You know,
every
like there are days
day.
We're going to miss, whatever. You just do what you want to do. Make sure you hashtag it One Day May, and we're all going to see each other. It's just going to increase the awesome community's connectedness more on Instagram. So yes, come and join us. It is a great way to feel happy and to feel connected, which makes us happy.
So happy. I am co-signing every single word you said. And I really want to underscore and emphasize, you do not have to do every day. So this episode's going to drop in the middle of May. It's okay if half of May is over. Jump in and see what prompts speak to you. There have been some that have really spoken to me and some that are like, I don't actually want to talk about that. So I just gifted those days.
Yep.
But it is making Instagram more fun, because even if I'm not doing that day's prompt, I'm loving reading what other people are sharing.
Exactly.
So
yes,
huge co-sign on all of that. Okay, my next one is also digitally and digital life inspired. Gather around, children. Let grandma tell you about the olden days when we had a wonderful piece of technology called the Google Reader.
Oh, RIP. RIP Google Reader.
RIP. Google Reader allowed us to all read each other's blogs back in our blogging days.
Yep.
Kelly, I used to get your blog in my Google Reader and many, many, many others. It was an aggregator of all these blog feeds, and you could, you know, as people would post things, it would come up at the top of your feed. You could read through it. You could click through and comment, whatever. It organized all of your online reading. And then Google, our Google overlords, took it away from us.
Cruel. They probably were inspired by Elon Musk. I bet he did that.
Yeah, he was behind it somehow, some way back then. I've never really recovered from it, but I will tell you that now I have something that is filling that Google Reader shaped hole in my heart.
Okay, do tell.
That is the Substack app. Did you know that Substack has an app?
Wait, what? No, I did not know that. I'm very familiar with Substack, but I did not know they had an app.
Okay, Substack, if you are not familiar, is a platform for publishing newsletters, which many, many, many writers, journalists, creators of all kinds have taken to instead of blogging. It's like blogging 3.0 or something. You know, it's the new way a lot of people are blogging, is by writing newsletters and publishing them via Substack. You can also even share like audio. Some people are podcasting just through Substack. Kelly, did you know that was a thing?
Well, yes, I kind of did, because I know somebody who's doing it. But I mean, doesn't it feel like no one can keep up? No one can keep up with all of the technology and the different ways you can use it these days. So that doesn't surprise me 100 bit.
Yeah.
100 bit? Is that a thing?
But
how do you
bits.
Say things? No, that's not how we talk. But that's where we are. It does not surprise me 100% or any bit. Any bit? I don't think that's the thing either. Let's just move on. Kelly's losing her mind.
Kelly's unsurprised is what we're trying to say.
I'm like, whatever. Of course. No, I didn't know it, but I'm not surprised.
Okay. Well, I love a newsletter. I have shared as mm-hmm. awesome of the week many through the years. I love newsletters. I can't help myself. But speaking of having a hard time keeping up with technology, and as many of you know, I have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of unread emails in my email inbox.
Just let's not talk about it. I can't.
We won't talk. That makes Kelly very unhappy. So we'll skip that part.
I'm so anxious. You guys, already my shoulders are up by my ears. Okay, deep breaths. Deep breaths, Kelly. Go ahead. Go ahead, Meg.
Okay. I sometimes don't get to them when they're in my email inbox, but my friend Grace, superstar awesome, turned very dear friend of mine, Grace, shared this as her awesome of the week in the awesome of the week thread in the Hangout group. And then she was texting me about it. Substack has an app. And so you put the app on your phone, your mobile device. And when you tell it what your email is, where you get all of your Substacks delivered to, it turns into your Google Reader of the new age. And so it will get all of your subscriptions. And instead of them just languishing mm-hmm. and being unread in your email inbox, they're all in the app. And it is very much the user interface is very reminiscent of ye old Google Reader. I have been actually reading these newsletters that I love so much. I'm going to tell you a surprise one that makes me so happy. Did you know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, basketball star of the yesteryears of the 20th century, he has a Substack. I did not know that he later went on post basketball retirement to become a cultural commentator.
I did not. I didn't know that.
I did a whole Google deep dive on Kareem last week. I was like, where have I been? I had no idea. He had a column at Time Magazine for a time, but now he writes via Substack, this really thoughtful newsletter that has all kinds of interesting conversations about what's going on in culture. It's become one of my favorite Substack newsletters, and now I never miss it thanks to the app.
Yes.
I'm freaking out, you guys, because I don't know. I love words and I love ideas and I love to hear what other people are talking about and thinking about and writing about. And to have it all combined into this one little app that is on my phone. And when I'm, instead of doom scrolling, I go to my Substack app and just start reading through the newsletters that I haven't gotten to yet.
Smart.
And Kelly, it is a dream come freaking true.
Because sometimes we just need to replace something. You know, like when you're trying to break a bad habit, like the doom scrolling idea, instead of that, I'm going to do this. And it can't be a huge step. It can't be, instead of sitting here eating potato chips and doom scrolling before I go to bed, I'm going to go for a run. You know, like it has to be something, a baby step away. So it's like, I'm still on my phone, but I'm just going to read something that's not Twitter. That's not everybody's angry and the world is probably going to end tomorrow. That is so smart. And I love that you found Kareem. I did not 100% bits expect that to be the newsletter that she recommended.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many that I have been enjoying. But that one in particular is the biggest surprise to me.
Yes, right.
Like, oh, my gosh. I will definitely link to his in the show notes so you guys can go check it out because it's so great and you need it. So,
I mean, just technology, right? Just technology makes us happy. Yes. Like, what a time to be alive. I know that things are awful.
Time.
But you're reading a newsletter on your phone from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It feels like that whole multiverse thing is kind of living right here, right now.
100 bits. Yes.
100 bits. Okay. I've got two more.
Okay. Let's hear them.
So one, and you guys are going to laugh because this will not surprise you if you have been listening to Sorta Awesome for many years. This is a small thing, but it makes me happy. I actually have so many recipes, like, and I have an actual analog recipe box. I print out recipes. I don't want to, I don't know, like I get the whole, it would be way better on a digital device. I could be more organized, but when I'm cooking, I don't want to be messing with my phone and it's gone down, whatever, you know? So still have physical copies of recipes. And in the spring and in the fall, I switch them out like a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there are things that I'm going to make in the summer and there are things I'm going to make in the winter that are not going to overlap. There's a lot of recipes that overlap as well. You know, like I'm going to make all year round. But I just switched out my recipes because hallelujah, spring has finally reached the northern U.S. At least for 2 days. We had 2 days where it was like gorgeous, sunny and 70.
Yes.
And I'm still burned because I was outside at a big teacher appreciation event. over the weekend on one of those sunny days, but I did not care. I was like, yes, you know, bring it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden my hyacinths are blooming and it's just wonderful. So I swapped out my recipes this weekend and I'm actually going to recommend that you guys, if you have not seen this one, I saw this as I was swapping them out and I was like, next thing, I'm making that next week. Because this is one of my absolute favorite summer things. And I've talked about it before on the podcast, but maybe you didn't make it then.
Okay.
Okay. So bringing it back, it's grilled Hawaiian teriyaki chicken bowls.
Oh, I do remember you talking about that. And I'm going to confess, I didn't never get around to
them. I mean, who can?
Let's do it now.
I'm just highlighting it. All of my summer food makes me happy. So this is just one suggestion. If you're looking for something new, the reason I love this is it's healthy. It's easy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anybody who doesn't love it. It's really, you're making a coconut rice and then you make your own teriyaki sauce, which seems like a Martha Stewart step, but it really isn't. It's super easy. And then you just have vegetables like zucchini, red onion and peppers, your chicken, all of those get a little, you know, coating with the sauce, slap on the grill and also some grilled pineapple. You throw it all in a bowl. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. And of course, just like with all things like this, you can customize it. You know, if your kids are like, I would never touch a grilled zucchini, I would never touch a grilled onion, then they don't get that. You know, like they're going to eat chicken and rice and you can cut up some baby carrots or whatever. So it's just super adaptable. And it is summer in a bowl with that coconut rice and all of the good flavors and the healthy vegetables. Again, a step away from the pizza and the pot roast and things that I've been eating for months. So I'm so excited about that. But I'm just excited to dive into new type of cooking, you know? We cook differently, I think, once we get back to having more fresh produce and farmers' markets opening and everything. Just that's all happy for me.
The fresh is it, and that is where it is. And I am so glad for you guys that you're finally getting some fresh, warm weather inspiration. Yesterday here in Oklahoma City, it was 99 degrees, so... This is how things go for us. We have three perfect spring days and then it's summer.
Well, that's actually happening for us here this week as well. It's supposed to get super hot. And so that has been the joke. Like, I hope you enjoyed Friday and Saturday because those were our 2 days of spring this year. Because now it's going to be hot and humid. I don't think it will stay that way. But yes, I know. Weather, man.
Okay.
Maybe doesn't always
make us
happy.
What else do you have on your list? I have one more, but I want to hear what your last one
Okay. So my last one is a book that I feel like a lot of people are talking about. It was brought to my attention by, again, Laura Tremaine. It's called The Anthropocene Reviewed.
Oh, yes. This was on Katie Proctor's list from her favorite books from last year.
Okay.
And I have rarely seen her rave about a book like that. So, yes.
This is the thing. So, if you are unaware, it's written by John Green, who wrote Turtles All the Way Down and, what's the other one? The one that...
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes. I was going to say the one that's even more well-known than... Turtles All the Way Down.
Yeah.
Those are novels. Those are the two books are novels. This is not a novel. It's actually kind of a hard book to describe because it's just, he actually, I think, originally had a podcast with this idea. The Anthropocene, if you're unaware, is like the age that we're living in now. I'm talking about geological age. The story, the preface is of his, I think, the Turtles All the Way Down book. And he was on book tour with his brother and they were driving together all across the country. And they, just to kind of pass the time, would look up things as they were driving near them. And he's like, everybody reviews everything now. It's crazy. He's like, there was our favorite was somebody didn't like the Badlands. They were like, not enough mountains, one star. And he was like,
too bad, God. Sorry about your creation.
I mean, the whole thing, it's like not supposed to be mountains. It's like, you know, the Grand Canyon was very flat. Too deep, one star. But that idea of we could all just review everything, he kind of took and ran with. And so this book is little chapters of him reviewing things in life that he just picks. He's just like, I'm going to review it. And then he gives it stars. So everything from Canada geese to Dr. Pepper to the penguins of Madagascar to there was one, and his essays are so beautiful and lyrical. One, he talked about the human temporal range, which is about species longevity.
Okay.
Because he's talking about the fear of our own extinction, like climate change comes up a lot here. He is certainly not a person who's like, he's weaving in the reality of our age with his reviews of these things. So he's talking about that, why we're here, how long humans are, like other creatures have been here longer, but yet we get to cause everything. But he says, I want this. I want us to go on. Like, I'm scared that we might not, like we are so destructive as a species, but I'm going to give our human temporal rage 4 out of 5 stars. Every chapter ends that way, where he's like, the plague, unsurprisingly, got 1 star. Jurassic Park, he weaves in, he has a whole chapter on velociraptors. And he's okay. Like, I actually, the real ones are way cooler and way less destructive than Jurassic Park. So he's like, I'm going to give them 3 stars.
Okay.
Velociraptors, 3 stars, right. 3 out of 5 stars. And this is why I'm ending with this, Meg, is that the whole book is a delight. It is easy to pick up and read, you know, 3 or 4 chapters and then just set it down since it's like little essays about things. But really, yeah. Even though he's like, it's a scary world and we're at a moment that feels particularly dark, he keeps coming back to this idea that there is love and that love is worth the effort. So this is the part I wrote down. To fall in love with the world isn't to ignore or overlook suffering, both human and otherwise. We all know how loving ends, but I want to fall in love anyway, to let it crack me open. So he's like, that's the point really, is that even in the midst of these challenging times, we have to live, and let's find some things that, he doesn't use the word, make us happy, but that there is reason. There is reason to go on, and let's remind each other of those reasons. So yeah, if you have not, I mean, again, I feel like especially right now it's everywhere. Get it from Amazon, put it on your library request list, and wait probably till 2024 when it comes back in with all the other people. But
yeah,
Anthropocene.
I have it in my Audible library waiting for me to listen to. He narrates it on Audible.
Great.
So this was the sign I needed, Kelly, to go ahead and hit play on it and stop wasting my time on goofy true crime podcasts and do something redeeming with my brain for a little while.
It's like getting you away from the doom scrolling with a Substack app. So here's what you can, if you want to just a break from murder, the Anthropocene reviewed.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. That was such a good list. I have one more thing.
Okay.
That's been really been making me happy. And I like debated, Kelly, whether or not to put this on the list, because I don't want it to be like weird crossover with one of our sponsors. But truly something that's making me so happy right now is having my nails painted, painting my nails, which I have been doing because of our sponsor, Olive & June. And that's a company and a brand that Rebecca, our other co-host, has been raving about for a long time. I finally have been converted. You know, we really, on Sort of Awesome, we have all of these years, we've really, really, really tried to make it clear when we're talking about things that are sponsored as opposed to things that we genuinely love. This just happens to sort of be at the intersection of those
things. Yeah, I mean, then that's what happens. That's real, right?
Yes. But I just want to talk about having my nails painted in general, because so many people, when they either have seen me on social media or have checked in the Hangout group or whatever, you're painting your nails. What is this? What's happening? Who are you? How are you doing this? Because if you are brand new to Sort of Awesome, if this is your first episode, my history, my personal history with having my nails painted is that I avoided it, didn't like it for many years, for decades even, because it felt like my fingernails were suffocating, that they couldn't get oxygen and breathe.
I mean, I'm kind of there with you. So that never seemed crazy to me.
Well, so many people have genuinely asked me, like, what happened? I mean, was it genuinely because you do have a sponsor who is a nail polish and nail manicure system brand now? But, and I will say that that was kind of what got me started in it. But truly, and I'm just going to say this because so many people have been asking, and I just want to be able to just kind of get it out there. I think the thing that has made me keep going, and that in fact is bringing me so much joy and happiness in painting my nails, is that my mom loved to have her nails painted. And even in her later years, when she had very diminished physical capacity to get out and do anything, even then my dad would take her to the mall or somewhere and find a nail salon where she could get her nails done. And when she couldn't do that anymore, I would go over to their house. And even though I'm not a very good manicurist, I'd paint her nails and she would just love it. She would just look at them and just be like, oh, I just love this color. This looks so great. In fact, one of the last things I got to do for her when she was in the hospital was clean up and file her nails. She couldn't have them painted in the hospital, but I got to sit down and give her like a, you know, just file everything, clip her nails, file them down and all of that. And so truly it's helping me feel connected to her, something that she loved.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like that I so associated in my mind with her, now to be able to do it myself. And it's kind of one of those things, Kelly, where sometimes we need to re-examine the stories we've been telling about ourselves. And so I've been telling myself this story for so long that, oh, I don't paint my fingernails. That's not me. It makes me feel weird, whatever. But to be able to go, you know what? The neuroplasticity of the brain is an amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
And if I want to, I can decide, yep. Oh, I am a person who paints my nails. And it's not as icky as I thought it was going to be. And it actually feels pretty great. And I'm having so much fun with it. And it really does make me feel so connected to my mom and something that she loved. So it was making me very happy.
Okay. So not only your painted nails, but just the idea that A, you still have this connection to your mom, and also the idea that we can change. You're right? Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it. Making me so, so, so happy. So again, that's what's making us happy right now. Kelly, that really was such a great list. I am genuinely inspired. And
me too.
I know the Awesomes, they've got stuff to tell us. They need to tell us what's making them happy as well. So Kelly, if they want to track you down, where can we find you all around the web?
So if you're on Twitter, you can find me at Kelly Gordon MN. But otherwise, on Instagram, especially right now for One Day May, same handle, Kelly Gordon MN, and in the Hangout group.
Yes. Love it. Love to see it. Love that One Day May. It's so great. If you want to find me on social media, you can find me at Sorta Awesome Meg in all of the places. Come and find the show. We would love to have you join our online community. We always have great connections going on and great conversations. So again, just search Sorta Awesome, whatever platform you're on, and you'll find the Awesomes there. Tag us as you're sharing your awesome of the week or what is making you happy. We would love to find out more what you have going on. So awesome. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.